W 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A fourth wounded person has died from Friday's mass shooting in Fordyce, Arkansas. Praising first responders, Arkansas State Police Colonel Mike Hager.
These officers literally and intentionally put themselves between the suspects and defenseless citizens. Their actions were nothing short of heroic.
The accused shooter is wounded. The reason why it happened, still not clear, police say. A mass shooting in Rochester, New York in the wee hours this morning, injuring six people at a city park. There was a fight beforehand, says the police chief. The National Guard helping rescue folks stranded by flooding in northwest Iowa. Rivers expected to crest over record levels. The cause, over a foot of rain, says Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds. And
the seven-day forecast calls for more rain.
Amid denials by the Biden administration, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu again accusing the U.S. of withholding weapons from Israel. This is ABC News. There are criminal charges against the captain and crew of a chartered yacht in Greece suspected of triggering a forest fire on a resort island in the Aegean Sea during a fireworks show. While the sights in Washington are impressive, there's another word to describe the weather today from this tourist from Las Vegas.
It's miserable. It's not like Las Vegas. It is so oppressive. It's so hot. It's so wet that you can't breathe and everything is sticking to you.
D.C. is among many U.S. cities today where what the temperature feels like is over 100, and in Washington it's been higher than 100 actual degrees this weekend. Move over Gilligan's Island, that was supposed to be a three-hour tour, but Lucas McClitch was on a three-hour hike in California's Santa Cruz Mountains and got lost for a week. Drone and ground searches found him, and he really appreciates it, he says.
It was just really humbling, and I don't know, it was an awesome experience.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music until midnight tonight. Before we get started with the programming, we need to address some weather issues. On the phone with me right now is Corey Hartman, meteorologist here at Civic Media. Good evening, Corey. What's going on?
Good evening, Jimmy. We've got a couple things going on here. First of all, a severe thunderstorm warning is in effect for portions of Sauk and western Dane counties. That's for a severe thunderstorm that is approaching the Sauk City, Sauk Prairie area, with the possibility of 60-mile-per-hour winds. But then just minutes ago, we were also issued a tornado warning, and that is going to be in effect for northwestern Dane County and southeastern Sauk County. Again, this is right near Sauk Prairie. If you're in the Sauk Prairie area, you need to be in shelter, and it's just about 5 miles west of Sauk Prairie, moving east-southeast at 45 miles per hour. So in addition to the possible tornado, there's also the threat of 60 to 70 mile per hour winds. That's going to be moving into the Roxbury area, Mazomanie, Black Earth, Cross Plains, and possibly Middleton if it holds together. And then, of course, we've got concerts at Bree Stevens. We've got all sorts of things going on around Madison tonight, and people need to keep an eye to the west for the incoming severe weather probably in the next 30 to 45 minutes.
You know, you mentioned the events that are happening in the downtown area. Looking at the radar right now, it looks like the storm is just crossing the Wisconsin River into Dane County, Corey. If now's the time to act if you're in the city of Madison and if you're out at outdoor events right now.
Yeah, it's really time to start thinking about leaving wherever you're at and finding some place to ride this out. The other thing we need to talk about is the threat for flash flooding tonight. So as you head home, especially if you live out in the country, as all of these storms kind of congeal together, we are going to be seeing some very heavy rainfall and the possibility of flash flooding. Now, as far as me personally, I'm in the Darlington area. A confirmed tornado is just off to my west. I'm actually storm chasing it down here in southwestern Wisconsin and also watching what's happening in the Richland Center and Muscadet area where they are also under a tornado warning. So quite a few things happening here tonight.
All right, Corey, we'll expect to hear back to from you if things change, if we need to get more information out to the WMDX listeners here in Madison. You be safe down in Darlington, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Corey. Corey Hartman, meteorologist from Civic Media here. We'll keep you up to date on the weather. It's Saturday night here in Madison. 6:06, be safe, and while we listen to some Data Perry. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
I want to feel alone, nobody but me, so I can feel connected. I want to set me free. We gotta touch ourselves so we can touch the world. That's what it takes, but moving on is hard, so let me cry it out alone, 'cause when it happened I was alone. I shut my eyes to everything but the pain, I gotta listen with a wide open heart, 'cause I tell myself. We'll be right back. the scenes. I am the savior to my devil. I am the dark stuffed to the brim with light. I am the nothing that contains all my somethings. A survivor of the war I started. Cause the fire department's on fire. The cops are nothing but thugs. We've gotta know not everything is as it seems. Don't wanna look for anything anymore. Just gonna let it be. Cause the masquerade is overrated. I'm the ultimate creator coming out. I'll cocoon myself into a death-like sleep and awaken when I'm ready to soar. Cause the fire department's on fire. The cops are nothing but thugs. We've gotta know not everything is as it seems. Don't wanna look for anything anymore. Just gonna let it be. Cause the masquerade is overrated. I'm the ultimate creator coming out.
On Civic Media, we are local music. Dana Perry from Now and Again, her 2023 release. That was Ultimate Creator. You probably originally know that song from Imaginary Watermelon from their release as well. Everything Moving Before That. Double Dip kicks off the hour on Max Inc. Radio. I'm Jimmy Kay here with Rocker and Lily Lux filling in for Terry Barr once again this week. Good evening, everyone. How are you?
What's happening, Jimmy?
Yeah, it's a great time. Thanks for having me come again.
Thanks for coming back. I was worried that we scared you away last week.
It takes a lot to scare me.
But considering who Lily Lux is, no chance in the world for scaring you at all.
I was scared.
I hope you're all having a good evening. Of course, there is weather to talk about. If needed, Corey will join us later on. But there is a tornado warning in Dane County, northwest Dane County, southeast Sauk County. The system is moving to the west. You probably want to keep yourself weather aware, know what's going on, and take the appropriate cautions. We'll keep you up to date if anything new happens. Rocker, we got a great show ahead of us tonight. It's going to be kind of fun. It's going to be somewhat ghostly.
It is, Jimmy. I'm scared already. Ghost walk tour guide Lisa Van Busker, she just walked in. We're going to hear about some scary stories from State Street and Madison tours and maybe a little Wisconsin ghost stories. And then we're going to keep the ghost thing going, Jimmy. American Ghost Walks founder Mike Huberty is going to be in here, and we're going to hear about his Shark Tank experience and lots more creating that company. And then Christian Love, son of Mike Love, which is he's Mike Love of the Beach Boys, and the Beach Boys are coming through. Interview with Terry Barr. Beach Boys will be at Credit Union Park in Green Bay, or should I say Ashwaubenon. and
the Beach Boys, are you saying?
Wow. Yeah, Surf City, you know what I mean?
Hey. First concert for me, Beach Boys.
Really?
Oh yeah.
First concert ever, huh?
After a Padres game in San Diego.
Oh, in California, too.
John Stamos played drums. It was a thing.
Amazing.
Wow. Well, Christian Love on the radio tonight.
Sweet.
We're excited to hear about that. And then live in the lair, Jimmy, the Rogue Electrics from Milwaukee. They're here. They're out on State Street right now getting some food and some drink, and they'll be back in for Live in the Lair.
And coming up at 10 o'clock tonight, kind of a new time for this show, the Indie Rock 45 show with Shane Christopher Neal. That's at 10 o'clock. Local music from around the country in Southern Ontario. It's a really cool show. And then Rob Roberts tonight at 11 o'clock with After Hours, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Call or text us from the Civic Media app. Love to know what's going on with you tonight. Rocker, yesterday was Make Music Madison, Make Music Day, celebrating the first day of summer with free music all around the outdoors where you normally don't hear music. And we had our stage on the corner of State and the Capitol here. It was a good time.
The Forum. That's right. Right at the top of State Street, right next to Ian's Pizza. And boy, it was really an amazing show. And, you know, like a football season, it had its like adversities, its ups and downs, right?
Gotcha.
We had to fight the rain. Our performers even got rained on, which was pretty amazing. They were cleansed right there on stage. And
it was a baptism.
And, you know,
a Max Inc. radio baptism.
And Brian Bethke, he was playing, and boy, it started coming down. So we took him off, but all of a sudden the sun came out again. So we put him right back up on stage. And then he finished and it was looking really good. And we got Sarah up there, her and her guitar, just her playing jazz and singing this beautiful music. And it started raining. And it kept raining and she kept playing and she played her entire set literally in the rain, and people watched her and loved her and gave her tips. It was actually just an amazing, I thought she was like, it was like Prince at the Super Bowl. And
one of the greatest Super Bowls ever, by the way.
I just sat there watching her, and just, you know, it didn't faze her at all, and she just kept playing. By the way, Jimmy, she's going to be live in the lair right here next week.
Yeah.
So we're going to see her. And then Katie Scullin Band came down and the sun came out, and she was like about to call the whole thing. I said, well, just wait a minute. And all of a sudden the sun came out and it all dried up during her set. And then Bodhicitta came in and knocked it out of the park. It was just the most amazing weather then. And so it just ended up as really a great show, and everybody had a good time.
Well, we want to say thanks to the people that made that particular stage possible to bring to you. Dane Arts, of course, Make Music Madison, also Music Makes a Difference, Ian's Pizza, and of course, everybody here at Civic Media. Really appreciate your help pulling together, making Make Music Madison happen. Lili, did you get out to see any free music?
I didn't this year, but it's been one of my favorite bike rides to do every season, because I can literally just go through town. And like you said, there's just music everywhere. So I'm outside, I'm enjoying my ride, stop here, stop there, and just sort of be just like embraced and surrounded by music. It's beautiful. It's one of my favorite bike rides every year.
That's exactly the experience. You know, like you think of a lot of other shows where it's a destination. Like you get a ticket, you go there, you sit down, you watch the show. But really, I realized just what you're saying. This event is about the experience of the person who's living their life. And then beyond their consent, they turn a corner and there's a great band. And they're stopped dead in their tracks. They're watching this band. And, you know, it's kind of that surprise, that discovery. It's just kind of that randomness of walking around a city and finding music around every corner. That's what that festival is really about, you know? And it was really an amazing experience to see people just find these bands and see the smiles on their faces and see them start dancing. And they wouldn't have ordinarily done that. They would have just kept walking, right? But there was a band.
Music makes the day's purse or the day's better, happier.
Yes. It does. Yep.
No matter what mood you're in. All right. Well, thanks for supporting Make Music Madison. We'll talk to Mary Rose Eckberg later on in the year, I'm sure. Thank you to her for all the work she does. Rocker, you mentioned that Sarah will be live in the lair next week.
Yes.
Hear one of her songs right now. Addicted to You. Sarah on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Thank you.
not seem to get a thing done or even keep. To hurt. How can I find a way if I continue to blame who is not at fault? I'm an addict, I cannot accept what you're coming from. I'm an addict for love. How can I find a way to get it out of my mind? I know I've made mistakes, but I'm not the only one who's blind. I spend most of my days observing time just passing by, living inside of my brain, pretending life just all is cause. How can I find a way if you continue to blame who is not at fault? Oh, I'm an addict, I cannot say where you're coming from. I'm an addict for love. Pretending but the things unexplored. Don't let me say, cause I wanna be the one in control. Or should I just end it all? I'd rather restart the clock than end it all. How can I find a way if I continue to blame who is not at fault? I'm an addict, I cannot say where you coming from. I'm an addict for your love. I'm an addict for your love.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
Where?
on Civic Media. We are local music. Brand new band out of the Milwaukee area. That is Valley Fox and their brand new song called Row on Mary. I would highly recommend getting on the socials, getting on Spotify and checking them out. They're a really cool new band out of Milwaukee. We'll get them on the air sometime soon. Jimmy K along with Rocker and Lili Lux filling in for Terry Barr, I should say. On the phone with us once again is meteorologist Corey Hartman here from Civic Media. Corey, good evening. What's happening, Brun?
All right, we've got a couple things going on. First of all, for a little while longer here, we've got just a sliver of a tornado warning that is going to be from about the Cross Plains up to Dane area. Town of DeForest, maybe Windsor, going to be seeing some strong wind, possible tornado heading that direction. Here directly in the Madison area, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued. This is going to be for most of Dane County and a chunk of Columbia County, and that's going to go until 7 p.m. tonight. Again, the threat here is a 60-mile-per-hour wind gust, but also the possibility of a tornado and also some downpours of rain. There is a lot of moisture with these storms, and they are going to be moving in through the area here tonight, so the possibility of strong winds, possibility of a tornado. But really, we have to talk about the threat for flash flooding as well. So things are kind of starting to surround the Madison area to the north, to the west. And it's time for people outdoors and at events to seek some shelter here tonight, Jimmy.
So, hey, Corey, this is Rocker. It sounds like you're in your car right now. Are you storm chasing?
I am storm chasing. I am near the Darlington area right now. There is a tornado warning here. There's some lowering, some scud clouds, that sort of thing, and very, very heavy rainfall. This is quickly going to turn into a damaging wind and flash flooding threat over the next hour or so.
And so when you're passing people driving towards the storm and people are fleeing the storm, what's the look on their faces?
Yeah, they're a little freaked out when they see me, you know, driving and with the flashers on and the, you know, camera and the phone and all the other stuff. So, yeah, they're a little freaked out sometimes. But all in all, I haven't really seen a whole lot of traffic out here. So the word has gotten out that we do have these strong to severe storms moving through the area. A new severe thunderstorm warning has just been issued, and I want to give you this information just coming in. Severe thunderstorm warning for Lafayette, Green, and South Dane counties now. This goes until 7 p.m. as well, and the threat is 1-inch hail and 60-mile-per-hour winds, but the National Weather Service is also saying that there is a possible tornado with this storm, and that's going to be, again, for the southwestern corner of Dane County. So really, we've got things on three sides of Madison now, and if that's not enough for you to, you know, seek some shelter, get home, and watch out for the flooding, then I don't know what will.
Well, Corey, we appreciate your information. Of course, we're broadcasting statewide on the Civic Media Radio Network. If you're not part of the area, we apologize for the weather updates. But we want to keep our listeners here on WMDX safe. Corey, check back in if you need to, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
And 844-967-2789 if you want to tell us what's going on outside your weather window. We'd love to hear about it. In the meantime, we're going to talk about some ghosts with Lisa Van Burnskirk. Did I say that right?
Lisa Van Buskirk.
Thank you, Rocker.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at Noah's Ark Pet Center. CorkPetCenter.net, a health food store for your pets. Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. They're listening to WMDX here in Madison Saturday night, 6:31 p.m. Corey Hartman has to come back again. He has new information.
Yeah, sorry about that. 1 minute ago, the National Weather Service has issued a tornado warning for southeastern Columbia County and northeastern Dane County until 7 p.m. Now, that is that rotation that I was telling you about a minute ago near the DeForest area. So if you are in DeForest or Leeds or even northern portions of Sun Prairie, you should be in shelter at this time. Once again, a new tornado warning has been issued for southeastern Columbia County, northeastern Dane County, until 7 p.m., severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado near DeForest, moving east.
All right, thank you, Corey. Come back again if you need to. We'll be here for you. WMDX on Civic Media. We'll be right back.
Why choose Weikert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weikert-LakePoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today. It's a very active Saturday night here in Madison and very exciting. They're on Civic Media, Rocker, Jimmy K, Lily Lux filling in for Terry Barr tonight. Once again, that new tornado warning is for northern Dane County and southern Columbia County.
Boy, DeForest and Sun Prairie. Look out. Do you believe in ghosts, Jimmy?
Sure.
After walking around State Street, and our next guest will... you will know is a guide for American Ghost Walks. Lisa Van Buskirk knows a thing or two about ghosts, and she is in the studio with us, and she's going to tell us about some of these Madison ghost stories. She's a ghost with host with the most. A ghost host with the most. Lisa Van Buskirk, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here on this incredibly stormy-to-be evening.
You're out doing ghost walks tonight, aren't you? Or you're supposed to be.
Supposed to be in an hour, usually a little bit of rain and maybe a smidge of lightning is ambient, right. But we, of course, never want anybody to get hurt.
Right. I suppose when the weather is gloomy, the ghost walk is better, right?
Oh, yes.
Do ghosts follow you around?
I don't think that they do. I've had a couple medium friends of mine that I truly believe are good. And one thing that freaked me out one time, we were at a building and she's like, oh, they talk about you. And I'm like, what?
The ghosts?
Yes. But but my favorite, most friendly ghost is at the Majestic Theater. His name is Jimmy at the moment.
Oh, you're welcome.
We have a friendly ghost here, Casper.
Oh, Casper. Yep. You have ghosts here in this building?
Well, he's one of the sound engineers.
He's more of a Wookiee than a ghost.
Oh, he's one of the fuzzy ones.
Right.
Yes, you got that.
So these tours started in 2011 in Madison by Mike Hubert, who we're apparently going to be talking with later tonight. And you're the senior tour guide. So tell us what it's like to be a ghost walk tour guide. How'd you get started?
That's a really good question because in real life, as I like to say, I am a retired Madison firefighter of 28 years. And about 12 years ago, one of my friends from the fire department was talking about this ghost walk thing. And I'm like, oh, I want to do it. And she's like, you should do it. So she sent me the information. You know my puberty. I'm like, So I just sent him an email. I found it the other day. It said, "Hi, I'm Lisa. I'm a firefighter. I want to give ghost tours. I like Halloween." And he hired me for some reason.
Sold.
Yeah.
You were like the unicorn that fell out of a fire truck.
Exactly. Yeah. And I absolutely love it. I've had no performing or theater or anything before this, but it's been an absolute pleasure learning more about Madison. I love the history of Madison. And of course, I love a few ghosts. And I think one of the best things about doing this for so many years is I've met so many people around town that have given me their ghost stories that makes it so much better.
Mm. Well, now, what are your tours like? I mean, what can somebody expect when they go out on tour with you? I mean, scary?
Well, I'm definitely entertaining. We'll just go with that. Straight up entertaining. And I would say it's mostly history, maybe about 80% history and 20% ghost stories. So it's not terrifying, but I hopefully will give you the creeps just a little bit sometimes. But I guarantee you, even if you're from Madison, you probably will learn something about Madison you didn't know before.
So every age is good for these.
I like to say 10 and older, that seems to be a good age to start. It's kind of an hour and a half, 2 hour walk, and it's usually a little bit late.
Mm. Are the kids pretty engaged? Are they interested? I would imagine, you know, it's not, you know, some are, some are not, right?
That's pretty much it. But usually the ones that come on the ghost tour with their parents are into it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've had even younger as 8 if they're, you know, spooky kids. So, yeah.
Interesting.
So now you give a couple different tours. You were telling me up around the Capitol. We'll be talking about some later, but you do some here, right here on State Street, where we have our studio. Do you know about any ghosts that are in this building we're in?
Oh my God, yes. This whole block, this whole ancient block with perhaps one of the most haunted theaters in town.
Oh no.
Is connected to this building, and nobody says the ghosts have to stay in their own buildings.
I know. The lights are weird here. I'm just saying.
Oh, totally. And ghosts love theater. And downstairs we have the comedy stage, right?
Yes. They love to laugh, right?
They love to laugh. But any sort of performance area where everybody's focusing all their energy probably will have a few ghosts amongst them. Mm. So ooh. I would like to check out the basement sometime when they're not in there performing.
We need to get one of those reading machines staring live in the lair. Make sure we're doing the right thing, Rocker. Yeah.
Wow. So are there any particular stories about this building that you know of?
So many from the Orpheum. This particular building right next to the Orpheum, no, but I have a feeling the ghosts from the Orpheum might creep through the wall and hang out.
Well, tell us an Orpheum ghost story.
Okay, the downstairs bathroom in the Orpheum lounge there is haunted.
Really?
Anyone? Yes, if you've been in that one, like Lily has, it is creepy as hell, isn't it?
It is creepy.
Wow.
Yeah, I've had a lot of people say that, and the employees there, whose offices are near there, say they'll be just doing their work in the office, and they will hear the toilet start flushing repeatedly from no reason at all, and they'll go in there, and nobody will be in there during the day.
I thought I would never ask you this question on air, Lily, but what was that bathroom experience like for you that was so creepy about it?
It just has this sort of energy, I guess, is just what I would say. Just, you know, you walk in and you're just like, oh, that's kind of like old and dank, but then there's just sort of something more. I mean, if you've been in Madison, we've got lots of old dank bathrooms and bars. That yeah. is not unusual in any way. But it just had a little, I don't know, a little extra flavor.
So nothing specifically, it was more of a feeling?
Yeah, I mean, I actually have a ghost story from the Cardinal Bar from when I managed there. So I while I don't necessarily believe in ghosts, there's weird things that happen. And then I check a security camera and I'm like, I definitely heard something very specific and I'm watching the footage and nothing is there, but I cannot deny what I heard.
Like dishes clanking or something?
I heard footsteps in the bar. Like, I'm in the basement where the office is in the Cardinal, and I hear very distinct footsteps. And I'm like, did I leave the door unlocked? Like, oh, no. And I watched the video like 10 times. There was nothing.
I want to get that story from you because they have a couple down on that block with the ruby right there.
Yeah. No. The manager, Spike, has a bunch of other Cardinal bar stories that I'm sure are there. But yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's like raising up the hairs on my arm right now. Well, are there any other good State Street stories that you tell?
I have to be honest, my two favorite stories here are the two old theaters. Not only the Orpheum, but across the street, the Capitol Theater, which is preserved in the Overture, mm-hmm. has a couple very famous ghosts walking around. Sid, you remember Sid the Usher from way back in the day?
Oh, my.
And his wife, Pearl.
their husband-wife ghost team?
Yes, they originally were ushers from back in the day when both theaters were operating from the 1920s and 30s. Mm. And they have, even after Sid retired, he was a legend, especially in the Capitol. He gave tours of the Civic Center. He didn't quite live to see this fabulous building across the way be finished up, but they've been spotted walking around. And perhaps the best story from across the street at the Capitol Theater, one time the cleaners were in there one night, they heard a noise, they saw a very fancy couple in like a top hat and coattails and a gown walk out on the stage and start dancing.
Wow. Amazing. Lisa Van Buskirk is with us here from the Ghost Walk Tour Guide. We're talking about ghosts. We're also talking about tornado warnings. Yeah. Just want to make sure everybody's aware of this. Listening to WMDX here in Madison, tornado warning for northern Dane County and southern Columbia County. Want to make sure if you're in DeForest or Sun Prairie, you know what's going on, Rocker.
And let's get back to ghost stories. We have spoken of ghost stories happening at the former Frequency venue that's now the Gamma Ray Bar at 121 West Main Street here in Madison. Do you know anything about the ghost that haunts that building? Because I think that we experienced some stuff when we were down there in the green room.
Oh, my God. There are so many ghosts in the green room. And if I would run into any bands that have repeatedly been in there, like, oh, yeah, it's creepy. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I had a conversation with one night.
No, Jimmy, that was me.
Oh, yeah, of course. I should have known that.
What was your conversation, Jimmy?
I can't remember. I wasn't really in a position to remember things like that at that time. You know what I mean?
I know Darwin told me a couple of times that he was down there, you know, counting money, and it was all dark, and there was things going on in that room that they keep the beer in. I know that when the ghost tours come down there, they always go in that back room.
Oh, I love Darwin. I miss him dearly, and I hope to get with the Gamma Ray people, and I suspect they'll be very cool about it. But
yeah.
It was awesome before it was a great bar before they redid it and made it all fancy. But the thing about Darwin is he gave us the best ghost stories, especially down in the basement there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. And he was down there, you know, late after everybody would leave.
Oh, yeah. He had a ghost that would just talk to him. He would hear voices, and I'm like, didn't that bother you? And he's like, nah, they weren't bothering anybody.
And tell us about how we can sign up to go on a tour, where we can find information about it.
Well, if you look up American Ghost Walks, we have three different tours that we do right now. King Street, which starts by the Great Dane. At the top of State Street, the State Street one, where we'll talk all about this building and the ones next to them, and a university one, usually run when the kids aren't around.
Mm. That's awesome. Lisa, thank you so much for the information and coming in and sharing your story with us tonight. Really appreciate it. And Mike Hubert is going to be here next hour. We're going to continue talking about ghosts.
We want to hear if you believe in ghosts. Tell us how you feel about ghosts. Jimmy, what's the number?
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You can call or text us directly from the Civic Media app. Lisa, you're one of your favorite bands.
Sunspot, of course.
I wonder, and Mike Hubert is your boss, right?
Yes, Mike Hubert is my overlord.
How many Sunspot shows have you been to?
When they are local, I go to as many of them as I can. I'm Make Music Madison Day. I caught them three times once, but as much as I can local and sometimes other places.
You're like a super fan for Sunspot. And you wanted to hear this song. It's actually one of my favorite songs from Sunspot out right now. And it's ghostly, it's scary, and it's awesome.
Oh.
Spend the Night. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media.
I'll spend the night in the killer's bed. Gonna spend some time in her head. Well, I'm here to talk to the dead, and I'll spend the night. I'll spend the night in a murder scene. hoping some rubs off on me. Well, I don't get queasy, and I'll spend the night. Is it the fear I want to face? Is it the memory of the chase? Is it the blood I want to taste? I just don't know. Is it a lust for the profane, or a dream of the insane? Well, we just can't explain, and we'll spend the night. Spend the night. I'll spend the night with the gallows pole in my hand, Charon's oboe. I'll sleep in a 6-foot hole, and I'll spend the night. Is it the fear I want to face? Is it the memory of the chase? Is it the blood I want to taste? I just don't know. Is it a lust for the profane, or a dream of the insane? Well, we just can't explain, and we'll spend the night. Oh, we just can't explain, and we'll spend the night. No, we just can't explain, so we'll spend the night.
I love that song. Sunspot, Spend the Night, Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Thank you to Lisa for coming in and telling us about the Ghost Walk tours here in Madison. So cool. And plus, Mike Huberty is going to be in next hour as well to tell us more about Ghost. Jimmy Kay here with rocker Lili Lux, hanging out for Terry Barr tonight. Having fun, Lili?
I'm having a great time. Live. And watching the storm roll in. So cool.
It is. There is some weather going on. Make sure you're weather aware. There is a tornado warning in northern Dane County, southern Columbia County. And somebody just called in. Hey, who is this? What's your name?
My name is Eric.
Zach, did you say?
Eric.
Eric. And you just rode through some massive thunderstorm out in Rochester, Minnesota?
So we were in Rochester. I'm with Combat Vets Motorcycle Association. And we had our nationals there, and they're flooded. Even the campsites, the guys were waist high in water. It was so bad.
Whoa.
But coming back just the last 2 hours or so, yeah, it's heavy and it's hard. The bikes are pulling off and all that. And if you could see the sky from up high, it's ominous.
Eric.
So it's kind of cool. You guys are talking ghosts.
Yeah.
And I'm watching this weather. It kind of reminds me of Ghostbusters.
That's great, Eric. Hey, I got a question for you. You know how they say when you're driving a car, you shouldn't drive through like flooding or whatever? Does that apply to bikes too, motorcycles, or can you just plow right through it?
No. You're floating. Can't
right.
Get a word offhand.
What if you put some skis on the front tire? Can you make it work that way?
Yeah, maybe it would. I don't know. But hey, I wanted to just comment on your music, by the way. As soon as I got you in, categorically, every choice you guys make, I love your music choices.
Oh, thank you.
You definitely are being pinned in on my on my radio every time I start coming this direction. But I was hoping you could tell me, you had a girl you said was coming to the lair next week.
Oh, yes. Sarah, T-Z-E-R-A is her name. And she's an amazing singer-songwriter, originally from Puerto Rico, and she moved up to Madison not too long ago.
And then the girl after her, I don't know, I couldn't catch her name either, but the two of them, I think I want to try to get them to maybe play at one of our national events.
I think you're talking about the song from Valley Fox, the new band out of Milwaukee, and their song Roll On Mary.
Yes, yes.
Oh, nice.
Valley Fox is what it is?
Correct, yes. Valley Fox. Really cool.
You can always send us a text or email us music@civicmedia.us, and we can maybe get you any information we might have.
I appreciate that. Sounds good. Keep up the good work, guys.
Appreciate you listening, Eric. Ride safe out there, okay?
You too. Take care. Bye.
Riding a motorcycle in a thunderstorm is something I'm not going to do. No. No, I like motorcycles. I've ridden a back of, I've never driven one, but you know.
How about a train? Would you take a train?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now we know where you're at.
In fact, when we were on Amtrak going out to California one time, I think it was through maybe parts of Iowa or Nebraska somewhere, we had a thunderstorm and it was pretty intense. It was pretty cool, but you could barely tell. I mean, it was this shrieking rain, but you could see the trees going, you know.
I don't know if you can have a ghost on a motorcycle, but you certainly could have one in a train, Jimmy.
A train ghost. Lisa, let me bring you back on here. Do you know anything about train ghost? We got about a minute here to kill. That's why I'm asking this question.
Absolutely. One of the biggest, most famous is the ghost train.
Oh,
there's what's a that? Ghost.
Tell me. I'm interested.
Well, after one of our great presidents died, Abraham Lincoln, they drove his body all over the country in a train. And this train made all these stops in all the cities, of course. And now, in these same cities with the stops, they say sometimes they hear a train coming by, but there is no train there. It's the ghost train.
Whoa. Oh, Lincoln.
That's crazy. This is down in Illinois somewhere, or what?
Oh, all over the country when he died. It's, you know, it started in Washington, D.C., and it lasted for weeks. So I wondered about the state of his body after that.
Would it? I guess it would follow the procession, yeah, or whatever.
Yeah, they were essentially shown in state back in the day.
Amazing. Thank you, Lisa. Appreciate it. Ghost train. I got to get on that train. Got to get on it. Lily's like, ghost train.
I would literally run the other way. So, like, if you're into it, you're into it. You know, I won't yuck your yum.
Yeah, she's smart, man.
Marta Hansen. Maybe ghosts like pianos. They would love Marta Hansen. Civic Media. We are local music broadcasting on WMDX here in Madison. We have to interrupt Marta Hansen for a weather update. On the phone with us right now is Corey Hartman from Civic Media. Hey, Corey, what's going on?
Well, an interesting weather night continues to get interesting. A pretty sizable tornado just went through the Argyle, Wisconsin area. I was right behind it, damaged a couple of farmsteads. Thankfully, both places I checked, everyone's okay. A little bit closer to home in the Madison area, we still have a tornado warning that is north of Sun Prairie. If you live in Sun Prairie or points about 5 to 10 miles north, you still want to be in shelter there. Tornado warning. Severe thunderstorm warning has been issued now for Columbia, Eastern Dane, Northwestern Jefferson,
and southwestern Dodge County until 7:30. Severe thunderstorm winds of 60 miles per hour moving through the capital now and continuing to move off in a southeasterly direction. There's also the possibility of a tornado. There's also the possibility of ping pong ball size hail, which is about an inch and a half in diameter. So really from Madison to Sun Prairie and points east, that's where we need to be in shelter. Moments ago, large tornado moved through the Argyle, Wisconsin area, southwest here, and it has caused some damage. Thankfully, everybody at the farmstead that I checked on northwest of Madison are okay here as I cross into the Greene County area right now and continuing to be on these storms.
Corey, that's an amazing report that you just gave. Once again, a tornado has struck Argyle, Wisconsin, in southern Wisconsin. Could you describe the damage that you saw, Corey?
I sure can, and I did tweet it out at Corey Hartman. That's KoryHartman on Twitter. So if you want to check that out, you can take a look at the picture. Thankfully, one of the farmsteads that I came upon, the shop and shed was completely demolished, but it didn't take the house. So the people that came out and talked to me, they were doing just fine. Also, the farmstead down the hill from them, their house was also okay, even though their barn and their silo had sustained some damage. So it was quite localized, but no doubt that we had a tornado move through the Argyle area just about 10 minutes ago.
And Corey, you've got about 30 seconds before the hard break here. Tell me one more time the information about the tornado warning in northern Dane County, including Sun Prairie, probably approaching Marshall, and Columbus should be having a heads up as well.
Right now it's to the east of Windsor, to the north of Sun Prairie. Looks like it's dissipating, but yeah, people in Marshall to Columbus, as you said, should definitely keep an eye to the sky.
All right, meteorologist Corey Hartman here from Civic Media. Stay safe out there, Corey, and thanks for the updates, and give us a call if you need to again, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, thank you, Corey. Listening to Civic Media, WMDX here in Madison. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.